Jehovah, Jehovah turns my life around. Jehovah turns my life around.
He makes a way.
He makes a way where there is no way.
Jehovah,
Jehovah has the final say.
Jehovah turns, Jehovah
turns my life around. Jehovah turns my life around.
He makes a way.
The way where there is no way. Jehovah has the final say.
Jehovah
turns my life around.
Jehovah
turns my life around.
He makes a way.
He makes the way where there is no way.
Jehovah,
Jehovah has the final say.
One more time. Jehovah
turns my life around.
Jehovah
turns my life.
Away.
He makes a way where there is no way.
Jehovah,
Jehovah has the final say.
So let me ask, who has the final say?
Jehovah has the final say.
In your life, who has the final say?
Jehovah has the final say.
Who has the final say?
Jehovah has the final say.
Who has final say?
Jehovah has the final say.
Come on, give him praise. He has the final say. You know what, JC? I don't care how bad that situation looks. Amen? Is God's final say for your life, is it good or bad?
It's good.
So if he has the final say, no matter how bad it looks, Pastor Ben, when the dust has settled, because he has the final word, amen. Oh my goodness, that's got to make somebody excited. You may not have any money in your account. Your health might be failing. Your home, things may not be looking good. But because Jehovah has the final say.
Yes, he does.
You know, when Lazarus was sick, Jesus said, it's not going to end in death.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So your situation is not going to end in death. Amen.
Amen.
Because your God has the final
say.
Say. Amen.
Amen.
Somebody give the Lord praise. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Do you know why he has the final say? It's because he's the only God. Amen?
Amen.
All other God.
The works of men. You are the most high God. There is none like you.
All other gods.
All other gods. They are the works of men. All other gods, they are the works of men. You are the most high God. There is none like you.
We say Jehovah.
You are the most high. You are the most high God. You are the most high God. You are the most high.
Jehovah,
you are the most high God. You are the most high God. You are the most high. You are the most high God.
All other gods,
all other gods, they are the works of men. You are the most high God. All other gods, they are the works of men. You are the most high God. There is none like you.
We say Jehovah.
You are the most high God. You are the most high God. You are. are the Most High God.
We serve Jehovah.
You are the Most High God. You are the Most High God. You are the Most High. You are the Most High God.
Jehovah
Elohim.
Jehovah
Adonai.
Jehovah
Elohim.
Jehovah
Adonai.
We say Jehovah Elohim.
Jehovah Adonai.
Jehovah
Elohim.
Jehovah
Adonai.
We say Jehovah.
You are the Most High God. You are the Most High God. You are the Most High God. You are the Most High God.
We say Jehovah.
You are the Most High. You are the Most High God. You are the Most High. You are the Most High God.
Jehovah.
You are the Most High.
Jehovah.
You are the Most High God. You are the Most High.
Jehovah.
You are the Most High God.
That means you have veto power
over anything
and over everything else in my life. You are the Most High. Jehovah Rapha, you are the Most High.
You are the Most High God.
Your name is higher than the name of cancer. You are the Most High God.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Your name is higher, Jehovah Rapha. Jehovah Rapha. Your name is higher than infirmity. You are the Most High.
Hi,
Jehovah Jireh.
Most High God,
your name
provider.
Is higher than poverty.
Yes.
Your name is higher
yes.
than lack. You are the Most
yes.
High. Your name is Hallelujah. Higher than strife, because you are Shalom, Jehovah God of peace. We give you praise.
Let's pray. Everlasting Father, this morning we come before the throne of mercy, Jehovah King of Glory. Heavenly Father, declaring, dear King of Glory, that there is no other God like you, my God. Father Lord, any other God, Jehovah King of Glory, they are the works of men, O Father. The God of the houses that we live in, Jehovah King of Glory. The God of our schedule, dear Heavenly Father, at our places of work, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, the God of the cars, the vehicles that we drive, they are the works of men, dear Heavenly King of Glory. My God, but we want to thank you this morning because you are the only God. Yes, you are the only God that we give reference to, Jehovah King of Glory. You are the only God, the Heavenly Father, who can say yes and nobody else can say no. Lord, you are the only God who have called us by thy name, Jehovah King of Glory. And you are the only God who have called us more than conquerors, Jehovah Father. And that's why, my God, we are taking refuge in thy name, trusting and believing in thy name. That my Father, King of Glory, Lord, we are thy people, Jehovah King of Glory. Yes, this morning we pray for your church, Jehovah King of Glory. Yes. Believing and trusting my Savior, Father, that your ears are listening unto our prayer this morning. Yes. And we pray, the Heavenly King of Glory, that the will and the power of the enemy, my Savior, King of Glory, shall not take place, Jehovah King of Glory, in thy church, my King of Kings. Yes. My God, the other gods, my Savior, Father, we pronounce them defeated in thy church. And we give reference to thy name, King of Glory. Lord, praying, dear Heavenly Father, for your majestic move in our lives in the name of Jesus Christ. We want to thank you and we give you praise, Jehovah Father. Lord, we pray, dear Heavenly King of Glory, for the power of the Holy Spirit to continue to order our steps, King of Kings. And even the Heavenly Father, King of Glory, Lord, to cover us in the name of Jesus Christ. To speak deep in down into our hearts, Jehovah, King of Glory. Lord, draw us closer to thee, Jehovah Father. Your precious bride, the Heavenly King of Glory, is the one that we yearn for this morning, the Heavenly King of Glory. Lord, to break each and every chain of the enemy, my Savior, Father. Lord, we want to thank you. We give you praise, Jehovah, King of Glory. Even in our places of work, my Savior, Father. In our homes, Jehovah, King of Glory. Lord, the Heavenly Father, King of Glory. We need you more than we needed you last week, Jehovah, King of Glory. We need you more than we needed you yesterday, Jehovah, Father. God, we need the encouragement this morning. May you stand with us, Jehovah, Father. May you walk with us, Jehovah, King of Glory. And my God, the Heavenly Father, may your glory shine upon us, Jehovah, King of Glory. We want to thank you for your servant Moses, Jehovah, King of Kings. My God, when they were getting ready, dear Heavenly Father, to depart from the land of Egypt, my Father, your servant said that your presence is not going to go with them. Lord, they are not going to move, Jehovah, King of Glory. My God, your presence, Jehovah, King of Kings, makes a way for us, Jehovah, Father. Your presence, Jehovah, King of Glory, my God, bring down, the Heavenly Father, each and every chain of the enemy. May your presence be with us, Jehovah, Father. We worship you and we give you praise. This morning, in one accord, we have faith in thee, Jehovah Father, that you have heard our prayer, Jehovah King of Glory. And we pray, believing and trusting in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. 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 May you be seated.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Can you shout a big amen? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Yes, we are blessed to be in the house of the Lord this morning. And I just want to tell you that you are in the right place. This is where God had ordained and planned for you to be at this particular time. So all the thoughts about what you left, about the places you could have been or you will be, just tell the Holy Spirit, I want to be here in the name of Jesus. Amen. Yeah, may he arrest your mind. And you are every being that you are here to be blessed of God. For this day, you'll never see it again. Amen? This day, you'll never see it again. So, can we make it, can we make use of it today? Yes. Yeah, let's make it use of it by blessing the name of the Lord like we'll never do it again. Amen? I want us to stand up on our feet. I want us to give a shout to the King of Kings. And I want you to put this in mind as you shout to the Lord. If you know how to clap, use those good instruments that God gave you. Those natural instruments. Clap your hands before God. And do it like you don't have any other chance. Amen? You remember the 147 students who were in Garissa in Kenya. They were given few minutes by those Al-Shabaab. For them to call their parents, for them to pray, some of them even to pray. Very few minutes. Take yourself, if you were in that number, what could have you offered to God at that last minute that you're given on earth? Amen? We have have freedom to do it today. There is no Al-Shabaab on your neck this morning, but you can give him praise. Where is our drum beater? Come over here. Let's do it. We are Pentecostals and everything. We can play all the instruments and shout at the same time, speaking in tongues. All that we can do at the same time. On a count of three, can you warm up your hands? Warm up your throat. Warm up your hands. We are going to shout to the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. I see Evangelist is here. And he is ready. He is ready. He is ready. Are you ready? Okay, one, two, three, let's go! Clap your hands! Glory, 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 glory! Glory, 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 glory! Thank you, Jesus! Thank you, Jesus! Thank you, Jesus! Thank you, Jesus! Hallelujah! 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 Jesus! 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 Jesus, King of Kings, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, King of Kings, Jesus, 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 hallelujah! Woo, 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 woo. Now, go to your neighbor and tell them, welcome to the house of the Lord. Welcome to the house of the Lord. Welcome to the house of the Lord. Welcome, 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 welcome to the house of the Lord. Oh, yeah. Oh. Welcome, tell them welcome, welcome. Tell them welcome, this is the house of your Father. Welcome this hour. There's no other day like this. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Welcome, sister, welcome. Welcome again. Welcome, 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 welcome. Amen, amen. There is power, power, and our King power in the blood of the Lord. There is power, power, and our King power in the precious blood of the... Let's sing it. There is power, power, and our King power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lord. Oh, Queen Ahinya, Hinya, Hinya, Munene, the Kame, Ya Jesu. Queen Ahinya, Hinya, Hinya, Munene, the Kame, Ine, Ya Jesu. Glory to God. There is power in the name of the Lord. Now may you be seated in the house of the Lord. So, the happenings for today. On your way in, always remember to sign in your name. Or maybe if you forgot, you can sign in on your way out. And before I go into that, I just want to ask, who is here for the first time? You're here for the first time by a show of hand. Quickly, I just want to recognize somebody in our midst. We have our dear brother Mahinda. He is back from Kenya. Can you give a hand clap to the Lord? And our brother, I just want to give you 1 minute. American minute, not Kenyan minute. Just 1 minute. Just to say hi to us. Amen. Welcome, welcome. We've missed you.
Bon asifiwe. Praise God. I don't think a minute will be enough, but I'll try my best. I'm Joseph Mahinda, and I'm saved this morning. I am so excited to see you and to stand in front of you, because there's one thing I miss, apart from my family, is this praise as a family. And the praise and worship is something I miss. If I can be able to be coming here every morning, maybe go back to that side, I'll do that. So I don't take it for granted. The Lord has been faithful, and he has been so wonderful. We'll talk more after this. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you, brother. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Anyone who has been gone for long and you are here, just lift up your hand. We also want to recognize you. You've been gone for months and months, or you've been gone for 3-4 weeks. Okay. If there is none, let's continue with the happening of the events of the week. We have all home churches meeting today. That is April monthly meeting, which is supposed to take place for the Overland Park. Right after this service, you'll be meeting room 7. Overland Park, shout amen. Amen. Yes, and then we have Northland. They'll be meeting at Patrick Washira's place at 5 p.m. Can they say amen too? Amen. Amen. Okay, we have Olathe. Olathe Group, they'll be meeting at Alice and David Karanja's house. Can Olathe Group members shout amen? Amen. You know what, Olathe? We increased in number last week. Hallelujah. Yes, our brother Evans is no longer. He is no longer in Overland Park. We are sorry, Overland Park. Amen. Okay, so Olathe Group, we're going to be meeting at Alice and David Karanja's house. Also, we have June 14th, Baptism Sunday, and we are having baptism classes beginning on May 17th, and that is at 9 a.m. in room 7, 9 a.m. Please register today. This is what it is. You are here, you are saved, and probably you've not gone through the baptism of immersion, being dipped down and out with Christ. Amen? It is very important. If you are going to be here in this world for a few days, for a few years, it's good to go through that. But if you are like the thief at the cross and you don't get that baptism, that is okay. Amen? But today, you're given an opportunity to register and you can prepare for that class and go through the baptism of immersion. And God is going to bless you. And with that, I think we are going to the scripture of the week. May you stand up on your feet. The scripture of the week comes from the book of Hebrews 4 verses 12. Hebrews 12 verses, 4 verses 12. 3, 2, 1. For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. Hebrews 4, 12. Amen? That is the word of God. May you be seated in the house of the Lord. And now the time that we have, it is a time to give to the Almighty King of Kings who has given us this opportunity. Now, if you are giving through credit cards, if you are using your credit card, probably your envelopes that you have might not have the place to fill in. So just lift up your hand and our ushers will hand you over the envelope that has a place to put in your credit card number. So if you are giving through credit card, I'm using the word credit card, but it is your debit card, then you can lift up your hand for an envelope and write your checks to GOC. Also, we have people who have been doing great. They've been giving through our app in their phones, even on our internet. They've been doing that. continue doing that. God is blessing you. Continue. You are maybe at home. You don't make it to church, but you feel you want to worship God with your sacrifice. You can just write, log in to the gospeloutreach.org, and you'll be able to give your tithes and offerings. May God bless you. Lift up your tithe. Lift up your first fruit. Lift up your offering. Lift up your thanksgiving. Because people give different offerings. They give different. I want you just to focus on God in this 1 minute. Because you're giving to God. You're not paying for a certain credit card or a house. This you are putting in the storehouse of heaven. And I want you to take it serious that you're giving to God. And he has commanded a blessing to you. Amen. Father, in the name that is above all other names, we humble ourselves before you this morning. We thank you because of your abundance in our lives, O God. That above all our sins have been forgiven. Above all our names are written in the Lamb's book of life. That this morning we have become and we are your children, O God. And we have come to worship you, God, with our children, with our wives, with our husbands, with our families, and with our offerings. We are worshiping you this morning, O God. We pray that you may receive our offering to you, O God. And that, my Father, you may put hedge of protection upon everything that you have given unto us, O Lord. We pray for safety, even our places of work, O God. We pray for promotion, O God. We pray for favor in the name of Jesus. I pray for that sister's promotion in the name of Jesus. I pray for favor, even at the place of work, in the name of Jesus. That my Father and my God, as she goes to that job, oh my Lord, and maybe she has been stressed over and over, oh God, we pray for favor that comes from our Father, that you are going to shower her with your favor, oh God, that when the employer looks at her, my God, when the employer looks at him, oh God, they will see the glory of God, oh my Lord, even those who have been threatened with the firing, oh God, we pray for the safety of their jobs in the name of Jesus, even those who have been struggling to pay for their mortgages. This morning we pray for the mighty hand of the Lord to come down and bless them, my Father, with all the resources that, God, you have, that they may be able to keep up with their mortgages, oh God. We thank you and we bless you. There are some who are hungry. There are some who are thirsting. There are some who have sleepless nights because they have the sick in the hospital. We lift them up this morning. We pray for them in the name of Jesus. We pray for Nathan in the hospital, oh God. We have seen your salvation upon that boy. As a church, we claim healing. We receive healing by your stripes. We were healed by your stripes. Nathan is healed. Father, we thank you. We take authority and power to call upon those things that are as though they are not, oh God. Those things that, my Father, we look forward for. Those things we stretch our hands to, oh God. Healing and prosperity comes from our Father. We thank you, God. We lift up our pastor and the leadership of GOC. We humble before you, our God. Remember the leadership of this church. Remember the leadership of this sanctuary. Remember every family in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, you've said victory is on our side. The battles that, my God, we are going through, we are declaring victory in Jesus' name. Businesses are going to flourish because they belong to God. They belong to God. Ideas and plans that, God, you're putting in the hearts of believers at this church, oh God, they shall come to pass in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God. We thank you. We worship you. We love you. We love you, our Maker. Receive our offering. Receive our prayers. Receive our tears. Receive our cries. In Jesus' name we believe and pray. Amen, amen. God bless you. May you come over and give your offerings. Okay, the teens, I'm told that you remain in the sanctuary. Yeah, just remain in the sanctuary for a moment until the baby dedication is over. We have our group, the kitchen choir. You have a special today? Come over and bless the work of the Lord. Just come over.
Neto die, 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 Neto dieño baine a fava. Neto die, neto die, neto die. Neto die, neto die, neto die. Neto die, neto die, neto die. Neto dieño baine a fava. Cecilia. Song on that screen. Thank you.
Chesonete te deke waku kona oi karale haku he we mwadani wakwa ige tigera para ole hamwe nanye kana kohetia Jera we wadokolia Mwadha nige hakuhe Todo miago yade Ena malerio maige Mago tohe tibia Onashio dhone nyige Itoligi sheide Mwadha ni wakwa gusia Ojokie halewe Leke dika gerelie Lelio kwalia nanie Todo dena goe Nane nene mono Niwega utarage Naonyo na gerelie Moho nokia wakwalia
Hallelujah. Amen. Well, we are really happy to see all of you today in our service. And I know that God has a good plan for each one of us. This morning, I want to let you know that God has a good plan for you. I said God has a good plan for you. believe God's report. Because Paul says that we are healed, we are well, we are rich, we are complete because we are in Him. Well, this morning we got a couple of things to do in our sanctuary. We have three kids we want to dedicate. And before I do that, I first want to recognize our dad, Mr. Moirori, all the way from Kenya. Give him a big hand clap for being here. Dad, welcome. Karibu sana. It's good to have you back. He was here a while back, and he went back home for the funeral, and he came back, and we're happy to have you. May God bless you. He's a man full of wisdom. He's a rich man in wisdom. Just spend time with him. You'll get to hear wonderful things from him. Also, I have two prayer requests I want us to pray for right now. Jane Mwangi is not feeling well. She called me this morning. Susan just told me right now. Susan's mom is not feeling well. And Norman's mother. I want us to pray for her. She's at home right now. And also, Judy's grandmother is not feeling well in Kenya. So I want us to pray for them right now. Just take a moment and let's pray for Jane Mwangi for healing and Judy's grandmother, and then we shall proceed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we give you praise. We give you glory, Lord, for you are healer. We thank you, Father, because in you we are complete. In you we are healed. We thank you, Father, because you healed us, oh God. And this morning together, the church, we proclaim healing for our sister, Jane Mwangi. Lord, we proclaim that by the stripes of Jesus, she is healed. Lord, we speak your healing power to come upon her right now. Lord, we proclaim healing upon her. Father, we cancel the plan of the enemy against her body, against any attack in her body right now in the name of Jesus. And we proclaim that the plan and the will of God shall be done. Because your will, Lord, is for us to be well in our bodies. And together as a body, we proclaim healing upon Jane. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we pray also for Judy's grandmother all the way in Kenya. We proclaim your healing power. Touch that woman, oh God, that at this moment, to experience the touch and the power of God, the Lord, she will be complete in the name of Jesus. We thank you, my Lord, because by the stripes of Jesus, Judy's grandmother shall be healed. We thank you and we bless you. It's done in Jesus' name. Amen. Give me some more sound. All right.
Awesome. Real quick, I want to ask the parents and family of Princess Ashrina Thomas to come. Princess, come forward. She's a wonderful lady in this church. And her mom, come over. And any auntie, uncle, family, anybody in this place, come over. Just stand right here.
Amen.
Welcome, Princess. We are also dedicating Samuel Mwangi Neil Likalamu and Faith Kisievo Likalamu. I'm going to ask the parents and family of Faith and Samuel to come forward with the children. And any uncle, auntie, relative in this place that concerns this family, just come and stand with them this morning. Amen. Now, in this church, we don't baptize children, but we take some time to dedicate them before the Lord. And I want to read the book of Proverbs here briefly. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 1 to 5. It says, "My son, do not forget my teaching, but keep my commands in your heart, for they will prolong your life many years and bring you prosperity. Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Then you will win favor and a good name in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with your heart and lean not in your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he will make your path straight." Verse 7 says, "Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. This will bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones. Says verse 9, honor the Lord with your wealth and with the first fruits of your crops, then your barns will be filled with overflowing and your vats will brim over with new wine. Says, my son, do not despise the Lord's discipline and not resent his rebuke, because the Lord disciplines those he loves as the father, the son he delights in. At the church, we admonish parents to raise up children in the ways of God, to instruct them in the ways of God. And so today we are coming to ask you to take your role as a parent, not just to say they'll grow up by default. By default means they're going to get messed up. But be active in making sure that your child grows up in the ways of God. Now, when they become of age, the Bible says that they will come. Not depart from that way, but they are going to grow in that grace of knowing God. So we're instructing you today, the church, that you make sure that you raise your child in the ways of God. We are going to ask God for his favor to be upon your child and upon your children, to protect them when they go to school, when they come back home. But the big responsibility rests on you as parents to make sure that they grow up in the ways of the Lord. Now, this dedication is a sober commitment, responsibility care of which God has given, and the prayer to prayerfully release them into the work of the Lord when time comes for them. Now, Jesus Christ, as he was ministering, he did a demonstration of asking kids to come to him, and he laid his hands upon those children and declared his favor upon them. And at the church also, we're going to lay our hands on those children that have been blessed in your family, that they're going to grow up in the ways of God. And so as we do that, you have a bigger role to make sure that your home is a Bible school. I tell people, children, they see more, or they hear more from our actions than they hear more from what we say. Let me say this again. Children, they hear more from what they see us doing than they hear from what we say. So they're observing you every day. They're hearing more from your actions. They're hearing more. What mom you're saying, what you're saying, we don't hear it much, but mom, we can see how you're living. And so, dad, we can hear what it kind of doesn't make sense. Kind of you're hearing from what you're saying, but it speaks more to children by how you're living. And so make sure you live right, you instruct them, not just saying, but also in how you live. Make sure you're living right before God. And so we're charging you today to train your child in the way that they should go, and when they grow old, they're not depart from that way. Now, also, these children will come in your care. I see family here, I see friends. These children will come in the care of you. Maybe the parents are working. Maybe you're helping them. Maybe they've come to your house for a party, for a sleepover, you know, for activities. And so we are charging you also to make sure that you influence these children in the ways of God. If you can pray for them, pray for them. If you can speak a word upon them. If you can instruct them, do whatever you can. Make sure that these children get to hear something from you about God. Also, in this church, I want to charge the church. These children, they're going to come into your care. Princess will come into your care. Faith will come into your care. Someone will come into your care when they're doing Bible studies, Sunday school, BBS. I want to charge you, church. Make sure you do whatever you can that these children, they get to hear about God. They get to hear something about heaven, something about hell, something about life after. So that when they grow, they're not depart from this way. And so I charge you as a church, let's do all we can that these children will find Christ. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, I'm going to ask the parents, I'm going to ask you a couple of questions, and you're going to answer, yes, we will. I'm going to ask the parents and family of Princess Ash Rena Thomas, and also the parents of Samuel Mwangi Neil Likalamu, and also Faith Kisievo Likalamu. You're going to answer by saying, yes, we will. Will you live for God in front of these children? Will you tell these children about the Lord and make your home a school for Christian instruction? Will you keep your children in church? Will you proclaim God's promises upon them? Do you promise early to seek to lead them to the Lord, to accept him as Lord and Savior and serve him as Lord? All right. Amen. Well, we're going to begin with Princess. Princess, come over.